Year's evening, and some folks would like to maybe do kind of a New Year's game get together for those of us who are free who would like to do that. And it's we'd like to have you contact either Pat Flanagan or Wes Buckler and let us know if you're interested. If you're not, no harm, no foul. But we want to let those of you who don't have a place to go for New Year's have a place to go. So we'd like to do it over in the fellowship, please, if we can do that. And food is going to be. Okay, games and food are available, and fireworks. Oh.
No fireworks.
Okay. All right, good. There will be prize for cake. I'm sorry I won't be able to be available for that. I have two families descending on me that night, so that'll be fun. All right. There will be no Wednesday night, no Tuesday night classes this week. We're giving you a chance to be with your family. And let me think what else. Mildred Clay went to be with the Lord, and she is much happier, much better off. Anything else here I need to announce? Or anything else going on? We are having a leadership meeting in here next door right afterwards, and I've been told that it's not going to be very long. Is that true, Wes?
It's always subjective.
All right. It depends if people feel inspired to expostulate. Yes. Thank you. All right. Okay, I may adopt the live one to be a housewarming gift for me. By the way, I am in my new house, and I really, really like it. I want to share it throughout the whole next year and make it a fun place to come and do things. All right, anything else? All right, God bless.
One thing that Carl did miss was the 8th prayer breakfast. We're going to have somebody from the youth, right? Supervisors of the Juvenile Probation Department for Wood County. All men are invited to that one. Please come. We'll be doing it at 8 o'clock on Friday the 8th. Okay, usually we do it the first month, but first day of the month, but they'll be shut down. So, okay, this is our last gathering for the new year. When we meet again, it'll be under another new year. And, you know, we take and we look at the year. We have to have some kind of time involved in everything. We look at, well, we survived 2020. Now we're going to move on to 2021. Or we'll look back on 2020 and we'll talk about the good things and the bad things that happened. Or, you know, all the years back in 1984, this is what happened. In 1985, we look at good and bad things that happened throughout the years. But we know that God says in his scripture that to him, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. And he looks at things a little different. I think we should give praise to him that in his plan that he made provisions for us since before time had ever began. Before he did one thing, he made provisions for us. So as we go to the Lord in prayer, let's not hope for a better year next year as we see it, but know that the Lord has a plan for us. He does win in the end. We will reign with him on high. Dear Father, we thank you so very much for everything you do for us. We thank you so very much for the gift of grace you gave us through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on that terrible day at Calvary where he had to give up his life for people that did not deserve it, and those people were us. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We don't deem to understand all of it. We know that you had a plan for us from the beginning. We know that you know us in our mother's womb before we ever are come forward. We know that you have a plan for each one of us, and if we would just bow our wills to your will, then you would bring those plans to fruition. And we ask that you would, in this next year coming forward, that you would give us grace and give us understanding to do your will more perfectly. Bring us together next year and I pray for this nation. I pray for the people. I pray for this pandemic to go away. And I just pray that we would all come back together next year. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, let's get our hymn books once again. Turn to number 489.
I think I put something up on the Facebook about that. There was a story about it. They did it in music, and it was really nice. Okay. Philippians. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9 is our scripture reading this morning. Give y'all a second to get there. As soon as I hear paper quit flipping, we'll start. I say you can't tell that with electronics. They need like little, when you're doing the electronics, they need like paper flipping noises on your tablets and stuff like that, so we'll know. Okay, Philippians 4, 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things be true, whatsoever things be honest, whatsoever things be just, whatsoever things be pure, whatsoever things be lovely, whatsoever things be of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think upon these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Sit here and enjoy that. It's good to look out on a group of people and have smiles on their faces. We may not know what tomorrow holds, but we sure know the one who holds tomorrow. I believe that song said that, right? Brenda and Linda, we appreciate so much. And Steve, the music that you bring our way. God is good. All the time. And Miss Beverly, you do my heart good to look out and see you enjoying the song service. That's so neat. And Carl, I believe Carl's the only one that can find fun in anything. Carl, I think, can have fun or see fun in extracting a tooth. But did you hear about the dentist that was always down in the mouth? That's bad. I'm sorry. I understand our meeting is supposed to be short. I've heard that before. I want you to know, if I can get it out here, I'm prepared. And so, good morning, everybody. Good morning, church. Ray, I enjoyed Sunday school. That's the most, as you called it, what'd you call it? Improvised? What'd you call it? Is that good enough?
He was winging it.
It blessed my heart. Blessed my heart. Well, I'm here this morning, and I think the Lord has led me to this. I spoke on it briefly several weeks ago, and I entitled that, Don't Be Troubled. You know, trouble just seems to continue to stick its ugly head up in our lives. We had two folks that we have been friends with, not close friends, but friends with for a long time, who passed away this week from COVID. Another acquaintance is in pretty bad shape with COVID. We look at 2021, and we don't know what this year holds. We don't, not as individuals. The pandemic could be over. It could be worse. We know one thing, that nothing in the Word of God indicates that this old world is going to get any better than what we have today. It'll never go back, I don't think, I don't see in the Word of God, to the good old days. We desire that because we're of that age where we experience those good old days. Most of the young people growing up that are 30 years and older or younger, excuse me, they don't know what the good old days were like. I remember growing up, many times hardships came. As a youngster, hardships were there. I could see them. Our family didn't experience a lot of them, but I could see them with in the children that I went to school with. But now today we find, well, back then we find that most of the hardships came because of lack of funds or else lack of education, which sometimes are equivalent, one equals the other. But today we find that the whole arena of life has changed for those kiddos that are growing up. Thank God for the parents who sit down with their children still and share with them accounts from the Word of God. True accounts took place where men overcame and women overcame the obstacles that Satan had placed within their lives, or just from the plain old reason of living, obstacles that were in their life. They fought, they saw them, they confronted them, and they continued to succeed in overcoming them. This morning's message I have entitled Peace in a Hectic World. As we look around us, the world is in turmoil. We find not only is there pandemics that's still going on, but new ones are even being created at this time, many of them by the enemies of our country who would like to have the country that we have now and the advantages that we have now. There's civil unrest. There's social norms that are not normal anymore. Most of the homes back when I was growing up, there was a mother and a father in the home. And they stayed in the home. And even though it might not have been the best home in all the world, children grew up having a father and a mother, which I think is very, very important. But those aren't the way things are anymore. Suicides are up. Elections are in question. Murders are up. Prices are going through the roof. Long waits just to see a doctor. Family units are no longer as they used to be. Virtual learning. We find also that there's small to medium-sized businesses are closing. The individual's nest eggs are in question. There's uncontrolled immigration, human trafficking, liberal indoctrination, STDs are on the rise, earthquakes, floods, natural disasters, food shortages, one-parent homes, and you want me to go on? Are you discouraged yet? Do you view the new year in dismay? Well, I don't think that's the way God would have us view 2021 coming on. We may not know what the next year holds, but we know that God is in control of all things. In John chapter 13, Christ tells of his betrayal. He is speaking to his apostles and some of his disciples. And Jesus confronts his apostles and promises, he comforts them, and he promises that he will return and come for them. In John 14, he describes his return. We find also Christ tells his disciples in John chapter 14, verse 1, as I spoke earlier a few weeks ago, let not your hearts be troubled. That's hard to do because we see things going on in our lives that we have never, ever experienced before as people that are over, most of us, over the age of 50 years old. We've never seen these things before. They confront us, and they are discouraging. They cause us much dismay. In the midst of all of the insanity that we see going on around us in our world, I believe God would tell us the same thing that He's told His disciples and His apostles back in John chapter 14, and that is, let not your hearts be troubled. How do we go about seeing that takes place? I had an individual following the sermon several weeks ago concerning let not your hearts be troubled, and they quizzed me as to what are some things that I can do? What are some things that I can do that would help my heart and myself not to be discouraged or to be troubled or to be anxious about what's in store for the world as we know it? Every person, saved or lost, this individual is no different. Every person, saved or lost, needs and searches for the peace that God promises. Let not your hearts be troubled. We find that some try to find peace in money. Others try to find peace in possessions. Others try to find peace in positions in this world, what they have attained in the areas of endeavor that they have proceeded to follow after and work in. We find some try to find peace in education. Some try to find it in alcohol. Others try to find it in drugs. Another individual, many times homes are broken up because one of the two partners in a marriage sees another individual and said, boy, if I only was married to that individual, I would be happy. Let me tell you, individuals don't bring you happiness. God is the only one that can bring us happiness. None of these things bring peace. And yet the world seeks after peace and tranquility and assurance. And I'm sure that we are in no different as each individual is this morning. They're here, we're here, and we all have anxious moments about what the future holds for us. There are three areas that we as human beings where we all need peace. We need peace in spiritual things. We need peace mentally. We need mental peace. And also we need emotional peace. Now, how do we gain these things? This time, in this time of the year, we look forward into another year not knowing what this year holds. At the end of next year, 2021, there may be some of us that are not present. We may have gone on to be with the Lord if we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. There's many things that can happen. Some may have trials and tribulations that they never expected in their lives. Where can we find the peace that God promises us in the Word of God? There is one and one only who can give us peace. We find Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica in Thessalonica chapter 3, verse 16. And he says, now, the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means also. We find also in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, we read, for Christ, He is our peace. If we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have the one who is peace indwelling each one of us. How do we access that peace that God promises us as His children? Spiritual peace, I would suggest to you this morning, comes when we trust Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Doesn't mean that we have immediate peace in all things at that moment, but we do have Him. He is our peace. He resides in us, and He desires that we have that peace that He offers. It's free to all who come to know Christ as our personal Savior. This spiritual peace, Christ Himself. Christ spoke in John chapter 16, verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You know, it's an amazing thing that we as believers, we can smile in the midst of turmoil. It's hard, but we can do that. God can give us the ability to smile, not necessarily outwardly, but we can smile on the inside. When the world is going crazy about what all of the negative things can affect us in this coming year, we can smile because we have Christ indwelling us. We can have the peace that He promises. We find that only this peace, this spiritual peace, only comes when we've trusted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. I left my sin. No, I didn't. I've got it in my hip pocket. No, I don't. I guess it's in my coat pocket. Sir? Well, if it's got more money, yes, I'll borrow it, but I've got it right here. Appreciate that, Carl. Only when we trust Jesus Christ, letting this hand represent you and I, God's Word tells us we're all sinners. We're born that way. And in addition to that, we become that. As we grow older, we get into things that we shouldn't be into, things that are not honoring and glorifying to the Lord. Many times there's disrespect to parents. Many times there's disobeying the house rules. And then they get worse as we grow up because we're affected by more influences out there in the world. So we find that God's Word is accurate. We know ourselves. Nobody needs to tell us that we're sinners. Many times during the night, over many years, I have laid in bed and I have recounted the ways in which I am declared a sinner. And you know what? God is accurate. God says all are sinners. The reason we're sinners is because letting this hand represent Jesus Christ, He was sinless, He was perfect, He's the Son of God, He's the Savior of the world, but that sin separates us from Him. Because God dwells in a perfect place. Christ is in heaven, not only in us, but He is in heaven making intercession for us in that perfect place wherein sin cannot dwell. That there will be no sin in heaven. But letting this hand represent Jesus Christ, sinless and perfect. He loves us. He hates our sin. We can't do it, pay for it by ourselves. We cannot do it, except we do it by death and hell. But Jesus Christ, being sinless, perfect, He came and took our sin, paid for it by dying on the cross, gives us His righteousness to go to heaven on, and we're forever in His family, never to be lost, never to be cast out, never to see and experience hell, but heaven is our home. We can be assured of that. God's Word is all about that. And you know, as I heard Ray speak this morning in Sunday school, my thoughts were drawn to the fact, how do we reach out and meet these necessary contacts that our church so desperately needs? Just look around sometime if you have the opportunity. You can even do it this morning. Everybody can look at one another. But we're old. We're old. I look into the mirror, and I see some old goat that I don't even recognize. I used to be really good. No, I wasn't, but I mean, no, I can't say that. But my mama always said I was a sweet boy, right, Nancy? I bring that up to her all the time, and she still doesn't believe that, but my mother did. But you see, if we look around, we see a bunch of old people. How do we reach young people? How do we reach the families? You got any suggestions? Tell one of the leadership council. We'd love to have that. If you have a surefire way of doing that. You know what? I've got a surefire way. I'm going to share it with you in just a moment. It won't cost you anything extra. You don't have to put anything more in the plate than what, or in the box than what you've already done. I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. But the question is, how do we, as an old church, reach those people where our church can grow? And we're not here to grow just because seeing people, additional people in our auditorium. But we're here to minister to folks. Had an opportunity this week to speak to a couple who have three children. And I shared with them, and by the way, Ray, I gave away those crosses and tracts to this individual. He had three children, and I talked with him about the Lord, and invited him to church, and he thanked me for the crosses. But how do we reach them? What program is there? And boy, I can see a lot of potential in Andrew's program that he has, the things he wants to attempt to do to bring younger people into our church. But what's a surefired way? I hope that the Holy Spirit impresses upon your heart and your minds at this time that I share this very deep, it's not a deep secret. Just get out and talk to people. Show them your sin. Show them a track. Share the track with them. Tell them about it. Listen, people know that they need Christ. People know that they need salvation. They live where you can't live and you can't see and you can't understand all of the things that they've been through, all of the things that they've been tempted with, all of the things that they have done. People know they need Christ. And we're sitting here as a bunch of old people. We're not doing our job. Pardon me. Fire me. Well, you can't fire me. You didn't hire me. Do what we know we ought to be doing, and that is sharing with other people. We need to love on them. We don't need to be critical of them. We need to love on them. We need to be accepting of them. Some of the people that I've invited this week talked to about the Lord. Some of them you wouldn't want knocking on your house door. But when they come, they promise to come. When they come and they walk through those doors, I want you to be cordial. I want you to love on them. I want you to brag on their children. I want you to be courteous to them. Be kind to them. But we need to be busy about what God has allowed us to do and what He's put us trust with, and He's put us in trust with the gospel. If I hurt your feelings, if I stamped on your emotions this morning, you'll have to forgive me. But folks, that is the sure-fired way. That is the sure-fired way. We pass many people who are desirous. They are eager to know how they can find peace and have that peace, that spiritual peace that we have. As a child of God, we're not promised to not have trials. In fact, God's Word guarantees that we're going to have trials and tribulations as we walk this walk here on this earth for the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you this, the more active you are in sharing the gospel with people, the more trials and tribulations you're going to experience. Listen, you'll not have Satan sitting on this shoulder, but he'll be sitting on this shoulder. And he'll be discouraging you in every way that he can. And he's got some awful, awful, devious ways. We need to be busy about sharing the gospel. But, you know, even though God's Word tells us that we are not promised to not have trials and tribulations, but we will have trials and tribulations, we can be assured that we who know Christ as our Savior are secure in Christ. John chapter 16, verse 33, Christ was speaking and He says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in Me," He's saying that in Me, Christ, "you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And because we are His, we can be assured also of overcome the world. Paul also writes in chapter 8 of Romans, verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation?" I believe that's one of the things that we mentioned earlier that's going on in this world. "We shall have tribulation, distress, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword." And he goes on to remind us in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature to be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. You see a pattern here? Where's our peace? Where's the source of it? It's in Jesus Christ. It's in our faith and trust in Him. 2021 could be an awful year, but we as believers, we can have great peace in the midst of troubling times. So we've mentioned just briefly that spiritual peace that all people need. We need mental peace. And where does mental peace come from? Where does it come from? It comes when we trust in Him for our day-to-day activities, for the peace that we need, for the joy that we desire, for the fun that Carl likes to have. We can have that peace. And we can go through this next year as victorious and people. We can go through this next year with a smile on our face and the rest of the people around us wondering what in the world makes them so happy. It's fun when we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. What we feed on, what we fill our minds with, affects our thoughts and our feelings. God's Word, the Scriptures declare the things that rob us of the peace that should be ours. Paul writes to the church at Corinth who had their multitude of problems, and they were really severe problems. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, "For God is not the author of confusion." That word confusion in the Greek means commotion, confusion, or tumult. God's not author of that. When we see that, when it brings us, robs us of our peace, brings dark days to our minds, dimness to our eyes, as we see all these things taking place, God's not the author of that. God is not the author of that. Keep your minds on that very fact. Paul lists in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus some things that cause us to be in tumult or confusion or unrest or fear. Listen to these, if you would. Paul writes, and he says, he mentions fables, endless genealogies, those who minister questions, those who rather than godly edifying, profane fables, old wives' tales or fables, Jewish fables, commandments of men. Do I need to read those again? Maybe for myself, I really do. Have I been in the company of those that talk about things that are not necessarily so? Fables, endless genealogies, questions that come up about things that are not in the Word of God. I tell you what, I'm guilty of those things. They've robbed me of peace and of comfort and of my joy. Profane fables, old wives' fables, Jewish fables, commandments of men. All of these things can rob us. Peter warns in 2 Peter against cunningly devised fables. Listen, folks, right here is all we need for a life that is honoring and glorifying to the Lord. Peaceful life, joyful life. And I don't mean running around laughing like a hyena, but I'm talking about just peace. Just confident walking with the Lord. That's what we seek. Many of us don't have, and I'm willing to admit many times I don't have it. Because my walk is not where it should be. My faith is not in the one it should be in. We need to remember these things. We find Christ Himself in Mark 13 and also in Matthew chapter 24. He mentions wars and rumors of wars. This could just bring us just untold nightmares and concerns. But it shouldn't. Christ is in control of all of these things. These things can rob us of the peace that is ours in Christ. We shouldn't let it. I said we shouldn't let it. How do we go about that? I've got some things that might be of help to you. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, way back in the book of Isaiah, we find that thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed. The Hebrew, that's lean on or rest. Have you ever been so tired you just leaned up against a post? Exactly what's being talked about here. That kind of dependence. Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Romans chapter 8, verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That carnally mindedness is not necessarily dealing with obscene or sexual things. It actually is meaning the old nature way of living. Our feelings, the things that we experience emotionally, will not let those things rob us of our peace. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, and the peace of God. Is there repetition in what I'm bringing this morning? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Greek, that word mind, in the Greek means mind. It means thought. And the encouragement we have by Paul in Philippians is this, that you'll keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He's our hope. He's our guarantee of eternal life. He is indwelling us. He is, as the old cowboy said, he's my sidekick. He is my constant companion. Daylight or dark, Monday or Friday, he's with us. John chapter 14, verse 27, Christ speaking. Repetition again, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I to you. Let not your heart, once again, the feelings, the minds, the emotions, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What does 2021 look like? I have no idea. Doesn't look very bright. But you know what? The Lord could come back. Could come back today. Come back today. Emotional peace. Christ can give us mental peace, emotional peace. Paul writes in Philippians, that emotional peace comes as we renew our minds. Go back over the things that we know already, the things that we're assured of already. Emotional peace comes when we renew our minds. Philippians 4, verse 4 and following, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace in a hectic world. It's there. It's available. Let's take advantage of it. We find also, Paul goes on to say, finally, brethren, whatsoever things... Now listen. This brought me up short. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. You ever think about a lot of things that are not true? A lot of things that the Word of God doesn't speak on, and so therefore we try to add or surmise or guess. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, good, excellent, peace, worthy. That's virtue. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't dwell on the negative. I tell myself, Mike, you idiot. Don't dwell on the things that are negative. Don't. They don't help. All they do is bring a lack of peace. There be anything, be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned. Okay? Those things which you have learned, those things which you have received, Christ as Savior, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we're recipients of those. Those things which you've learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, do. D-O, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. How do we approach 2021? We approach 2021 on a biblical basis, with spiritual peace, with mental peace, and with emotional peace. And all of those come through the Lord Jesus Christ and are ours as His children. I want to give you some nuggets that you can take home. I tried to find some gold nuggets, but I gave up on that. But I want to give you some nuggets that you can take home. How can we come about in our thinking? How can we revise the way that we look at things? Number one, take time to meditate on God and His goodness. Have you ever thought about that? God and His goodness to us. Think on those things. It'll turn your life around. You'll see that we are of all people most blessed. Number two, pray. Prayer just does not get the coverage that it needs. We need to pray. It doesn't need to be a stilted prayer. It doesn't need to be a holy anthem prayer. Well, sometimes in my life, and through my life, and at times in my life, I've just cried out to God. Just cried out. We need to pray. We need to focus on our families, and if we have a spouse, focus on our spouse. A spouse can be just such an encouragement, such a blessing. I know I've got one. Reminds me of the story. I shouldn't bring this in. Reminds me of the story. After Adam and Eve had been cast out of the garden, and some of their children came to them one time and asked them, said, "Why don't we live in the Garden of Eden anymore?" And Adam spoke up and said, "Well, your mother ate us out of house and home." I would say that Satan made me do it, but I'm probably I shouldn't say that. But anyway, focus on your spouse and on your family. If you have a family and it is somewhat intact and talking to one another, you ought to be of all people most happy. We were blessed this past week. We had the majority of our family. The others that weren't there because they were mad at anybody. They had other... When you have children and they get married, believe it or not, their spouse has family too that they have to go see. But anyway, we enjoyed that time. We had about 30 people. Socially distanced, but we had a good time. But focus on your spouse and on your family. Always remember that God forgives. Always remember that God forgives. Satan uses memories of our sin, and I don't use the word mistake. I'm talking about sin in our life. Satan uses that to discourage us. Don't let him. God forgives. Forgive others. Forgive others. That's a hard one. We need to do that. And the other is forgive yourself. That's the hardest of all. Forgive yourself. How could I have ever, ever been such an individual that would do something like that? Forgive yourself. Number five, associate with other believers of like mind. That is so important. I'm so glad to see every one of you come in every Sunday morning. That just blesses my soul. to see you here. Associate with other believers of like mind. And here's one also that doesn't get the coverage or the action that is really necessary or should be, and that is read the Bible. Read your Bible. Dust the dust off of it. Open it up and read it. I think I have three Bibles that are laying around different places in the house that I frequent quite often. And there's always one there. That's always a benefit. Read your Bible. But also, read good books. I'm not talking about science fiction books. I'm not talking about love story books. I'm talking about good books, good fiction and good nonfiction. Read those. That will help also. We find also, number 7, to stay away from super sensational subjects and materials. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. Many times they're intriguing. Many times our minds and our thoughts, that's sort of an exciting thing to do. But I have always found that excitement can either be caused by fear or expectation. A lot of times those exciting things that we have no basis for, not in the Word of God, we have to take away from the Word of God to embrace these other things. They're not of benefit. In fact, they are a detriment to us and our peace. Focus on the things that are positive. A lot of negative things in this world. There's a lot of things that we can look back in our own life and say, boy, if I'd only done things different, if I had acted different, if I had talked different, if I had loved different, if I had any number of things. Focus on the things that are positive. Another thing is to, I'll close with two more, limit social media. Get off computer. Limit your TV and your computer time. That's the last thing. Limit social media. Listen, social media mostly is composed of people who don't think a lot of themselves and try to build themselves up by what they post on social media. Limit your time. In fact, I would say stay away from it as much as possible. We have some family members on social media. We do keep up with them. Thrilled sometimes, well, many times, at the things that our family members post on social media. That young, good-looking blonde back there with my wife posts some of the neatest scriptural things and truths on her social media. She's a witness in that way. If you can use social media that way, more power to you. But I would limit my TV. Listen, Nancy and I don't even watch mainstream TV anymore. Not anything good on it that I have found. Many of the news programs, not anything good on it. And by the way, we can get on too much that are ultra-conservative too, rob us of the peace that we have through God. Limit our TV and our computer time. That's my prayer for us, that we look into 2021 with optimism. Optimism. Let God have His way with us in giving us His peace. And may we operate throughout 2021 in that mode. There's going to be some things that come along that are not going to be peaceful, not going to be pleasant. We need to make sure that we are prepared for those things. We exercise that peace that we have through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you so much for your mercy and your grace, your forgiveness, your long suffering. Father, we thank you for the free gift of eternal life. Father, for the peace that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you once again for each one that's here. We ask that you'd bless them extra special good. Give them the opportunity. Father, just present each one of us with an opportunity that we can't walk around, turn around, or avoid the opportunities to share your love and the plan of salvation with other people around us. Father, we thank you for once again for your goodness. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Parting song this morning is number 435. Let's stand as we sing all.